If you're going after me, I'm going after you. So said Don Trumpleone, the Godfather. These are going to be interesting times these next few months. Another indictment due any day, make that the fourth. What is it that Chinese curse says? May you live in interesting times? It definitely looks like the mob boss is going to have his day in court. Or days. Probably weeks and months. Indictments, arraignments, depositions, trials, sentencings, then appeals. A country divided into warring camps, possibly civil war. Bad craziness. Count on one, or maybe two, maybe 3 years of the Donald Trump Show. Season 7. Probably 8. Possibly even a resolution to the cliffhanger this has been. And what a ride it's been. Impeachments, insurrections, political intrigue, porn stars. Porn stars. No wonder the ratings are through the roof. The show has everything. But most of us are pretty burned out. We just want the guy to go away. Too much binge watching. Too much social media. Too much of everything. You got to give the guy credit. He knows how to keep the spotlight on himself all the time. He's the entire Kardashian clan, and even under a withering assault from multiple inquests, the man turns the attacks into money. He's not above selling a t-shirt or two. He's not embarrassed to ask his MAGA minions for financial support. And they keep sending in their checks to the billionaire snake oil salesman, so he won't have to fund his own defense. You think that isn't amazing? Sure, you had televangelists who could squeeze nickels out of turnips. You had mobsters who could make millions. You've had politicians crazy for power. But you never saw a huckster like this. A vice king wanting more, always more. The judicial system must be corrupt. The FBI must be in on it. The Bidens were worse. I'm doing this for you. Please send money. I need more money. Please send more. The gullibility of the American people apparently is boundless. Maybe we just want entertainment worth the price of admission. The guy is a one-man train wreck. You don't wait. No way you cannot watch. The fact that he's willing to destroy democracy itself, or save it if you believe him, isn't that exactly the kind of reality TV we must crave? Hoo boy, hang on to your hats. The next and possibly final season is about to begin.